for this ummah, for the whole of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His greatest reward, His greatest mercy, His greatest favor on this ummah and the whole of mankind is this, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed and honorable habits, in other words, the respected and honorable Mubarak Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delivered this to us, has given it to us, and Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah has made us part of His deen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam's deen. This is such a massive reward of Allah Ta'ala's to us, mankind, that without this, a human being cannot live his life. And today, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak, blessed method, lifestyle, if it wasn't with us, if it did not reach to us, if it did not arrive to us, then the human being cannot live his life. And what does this mean, that he cannot live his life? That without this, a person is alive, life passes, ups and downs, but the human being and the animals, there'd be no difference between the two. There's only one thing, the Holy Prophet ﷺ's blessed sunnah, which differentiates the human being's life and the animal life. No part of life can there be in a person's life, no part, no phase, no sector, in which the Holy Prophet ﷺ's sunnah doesn't give us guidance from the Sunnah Sharifa, from the Blessed Sunnah, whether it's our dealings, buying, selling, ibadat, worship, akhlaq, family life, household life, outside life, relationships, relatives, tarbiyah of children, how to mend the ties, maintain the ties, looking after animals, keeping animals, to plant trees, to do farming in the fields, how to plow the fields, how to take the plants from the fields, how to harvest the crops. In other words, there's no part of life. There is no part of life in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah is not present and we do not acquire it. There is no part of life in which we don't acquire the sunnah learnings. And in every generation, in every era, in every day and age, this, the sunnah, will be protection for human beings. Even if Dajjal comes, the generation of Dajjal, then only wahid, one thing, only that person can be saved who is following and obeying and imitating the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, subhanallah. So this is such an asset, such a force, such an assistance that no part of a life of the human being should be devoid of this. And when a person leaves the sunnah, when a person discards the sunnah and he rejects the sunnah mubarak from his life, then that will be the day and age of fitna, mischief and toil and evil and sins, about which the Prophet said, in the morning a person will be a Muslim and in the evening without faith, and in the evening he'll have no faith, and in the morning he'll be a mu'min. In other words, small fitnas, evil sins will come into his home, the jali actions, the jali effects. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ's blessed honorable tariqah, his lifestyle, this is what needs to be adopted, embraced. There's no such thing. Look, in our life, our habits, methods, common things, every day, daily life, for example, inviting people for eating, please come, I invite you, come and eat with me, I'd like to invite you, a tea party, yeah, let's take a tea party. You got different things you want to invite people. A person in the society, people invite others, extend their invitation, calling for food, snack, wedding invitation, walima invitation. So now, this invitation is a big part of society, inviting others, calling others. But if a person in this action doesn't take the guidance from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this action, how to invite people, how should a person go if he's invited, If we don't take the guidance, assistance from the Sunnah Sharifa, the Honorable Sunnah, then this inviting, etc., could be a source of arguments and displeasure, enmity, as it occurs. This happens commonly in invitations, or for example, there's a common point here that, for example, you invite somebody, and that poor soul, he comes to the invitation, and you see that he brings three others with him. Oh, come, you come as well, it doesn't matter. Come, let's go. Yeah, there's invitation. Oh, is it? Yeah, should we join the caravan? When they come home, there was four, and another seven are there, and two extra. Oh, these are guests with us, so we thought we'd bring them along with us. Now, the person who invited, what will happen on the burden on his heart? This is obviously, he'll say, I prepared for four and six, seven have come. And instead of love, what will occur? There'll be a sort of difference will be created in the hearts, between the hearts. Maybe a dislike, a displeasure with that person, a bit of hatred maybe, because that person's put the burden suddenly. And then it could be that he didn't make enough food. He didn't cook enough food or snacks, and he can't say anything to the person who's invited. So we don't have tariqah, method. Do we have a method through which we can end this issue? There's only one tariqah, one method, that is the guidance and the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we see here that there's no part of life that we don't get guidance from the sunnah. Look, this is a small part. Do you think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't demonstrate this to us? Did he not tell us that if we do amal on this sunnah, so the various, several arguments and issues and differences in our lives would end, and we would have the understanding that we wouldn't make a mistake. Walima invitation, five people. Now he sent the cards, invitation, they're bringing seven. Come, you come as well. It's all right, you can come, no problem. You come as well. And the people are called extra. Islam says this method is wrong. Obviously, you can say this is a sin. Or it's opposed to the sunnah. You could use whatever definition. And you say, oh, I didn't know the sunnah. That's your foolishness. That Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you believe in him, you accept him, you follow the path of Islam, and you did not learn the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. Then what is your deen? What is your life? What is deen? What is the definition of deen? What does deen stand for? What does deen mean? Deen, the word. Deen means the whole lifestyle, A to Z, to practice it according to the blessed sunnah of the Prophet, so that your life, you live in a nice, pure way, and after dying, you go to paradise. Now, if we leave this path, which it guides us and purifies us to the life, for the life in this world, then how will we go to paradise if we don't follow that pure way in this life? So it is very important, essential, but it's not in our lives. It's not in our lives. That's why there are lots of issues in society today. We don't know about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What should we do now? Here, this is happening, this event, this practice, and we can't stop the issues and the person who's... So we can't stop the extra people coming, and the people who are coming are stubborn. So, Hazrat Abu Shaib Ansari radiallahu anhu, great companion, this hadith in Abu Dawood, He invited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. Now look at the sunnah, tariqah, methodology. What is it? So these are hadith kitabs. What else do we get from the hadith books? It's not magic and stories, folk tales, and this much money. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnahs are in the hadith books. Whatever hadith book you pick up, you learn the sunnahs, tariqahs, methods, so we can make our lives such a life, golden lives we can make in the world. None of our practice from morning till evening should be in that in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah is not attained. It's our benefit, isn't it? That if we're doing an action, and Allahu Akbar, one way of doing it, spiritually we're being guided, the Holy Prophet and Allah are guiding us, that if you do this action in this way, then I am your Prophet, your Nabi, I guide you, do it this way. And we say, no, I don't want to do that. This other person I know does it this way, I'll follow him. So what a massive difference. A massive contrast. One is the tariqah method, the Holy Prophet is guiding us, advising us, do this action this way. Will there not be blessings in it? Will there not be spiritual enhancement in there? Won't there be high levels and rank and status attained? When we get full security, guaranteed security, close your eyes blindly and say, the Holy Prophet said, do it this way, there can never be a loss. Never be a loss. If you want to do business, transactions, you're doing mashwara, guidance, consulting, why don't we consult with the Holy Prophet? Definitely He will guide us. And if you do business in this way, whatever action you want to do, the question doesn't arise, you'll get loss or pain. It can never be. So brothers, we need to see the tariqah, the method. So the Sahabi said, I invited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, the noble companion, that Ya Rasulullah, please, this many people, please come, your family, four members of your family, please come, so we can eat in the evening. This is the sunnah tariqah. So say clearly, please come with this many people. So if you invite, say, no, bring as many as you want, then that's not the way, is it? You don't have that preparation, you're saying bring as many as you want, and then you don't have that preparation. So sunnah is that when you invite somebody, explain that please bring this many with you, and bring along with you whoever you want. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, you said less people, no. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took along with him four people and went to his home. Abu Shuaib radiallahu anhu states that I saw that one person, they was behind them, following them, coming. And this happens regularly. For example, go to the masjid. There are some good people who come, and you say that I've prepared some food for them. And when you take them to the room, then five other people will follow them. If some guests have come, you take them to the room to eat. Why? Why do the additional people follow? How bad this is against the sunnah, and this is the environment in the masjid. They know, everybody knows. What is it? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't have value appreciation for his sunnah. We don't have aql, wisdom. We don't have brains. We don't consider his sunnah to be deen. That way is not important for us. That's why today we see our hal in our lives, our condition. We pray salah as if this is like a parade, you know, a soldier parade. We pray salah. That's our hal, our condition. Sunnahs have ended in jama'ah. Congregation is a massive sunnah. You stand shoulder to shoulder. Shaitan comes between. And one person is at 2 feet or 2 meters distance. And if you have shoulder to shoulder, if there's a small gap, shaitan, where there'll be 2 meters gap, then will one shaitan come? All jannat will stand and they'll play with you. Allahu Akbar. This is the punishment. This is punishment from Allah for human beings. That your conditions were good, you could do everything, and you discarded my Nabi Sunnah. Listen, brothers, this is not some minor thing. Good days come and bad days come as well for human beings. So these bad days we have brought with our own deeds, our bad deeds, negative deeds. We stand today like there's a soldier parade. Yeah? Big gaps, that having the straight rows, it's a big deed in our salah, massive deed. That Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu stated that before salah he would go, if he led the salah, he would go to the rows and check the rows, straightness, gaps in between. After that he would start the salah. And this is the practice of all of the Sahaba Ikram and the Prophet. They would call out, straighten your rows, no gaps in between, shaitan can come. And here we say, 2 meters in between, distancing. And don't stand together. So today shaitan will leave. Do you think he's asleep? Why is this happening? Why is this? And we think that we're doing jama'ah. But I swear by Allah, forget about jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala, what a massive, massive issue. Allah says, oh negligent people, you joked with the salah and my masjids, you didn't respect, and look at the hal of your salah now. Yes, for checking people are standing, they've got measuring tape and they're checking the distance and take your shoes in with you and doing this. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That the masjids were opened for us, come, go, the masjid open, salah time, come. But what have we done? That at the time of salah, apart from salah, we've used the masjids in the wrong way for the benefits of our lives, for the functions and tasks we utilize the masjid. And today this is the punishment of Allah. Whether we accept or not, this is a reality that's in front of us in this day and age. This is real. Whether we accept or not, take it or not, take it, leave it, call it illness, call it whatever you want. There are reasons, underlying reasons, but it's from Allah. It's from Allah. Why? Because we left one sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, we shunned the sunnahs of the salah. our salah became a waste. I cannot understand what sort of spirituality will be in the salah. How can we enjoy that salah? Tell me. That a person, he will have difference and hatred against other Muslims. And the jama'ah, congregation, the meaning of the masjid is come, create love between each other and submit together and meet each other. If there's a little bit of gap, that means there's a difference between your hearts. The more you join together, shoulder to shoulder, the more love will increase between you. What a big punishment Allah has given to us, that 2 meters apart stand, so there's difference between you, fight, quarreling, shaitan will come between you. That's the disease and sickness Allah has given. So the reason for this, the root cause is what? For this reason, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ's blessed sunnahs, we took them lightly, considered them a joke. Even now we haven't got akal, brains. We don't have understanding. Even now nobody's crying, looking at his salah, that what salah am I praying? We are content. We're happy and we're measuring the gap between bodies and temperature checks and we're happy and content. Oh, you know, it's come the disease. Oh, servants of Allah, so what? Look at our hal. That what a big punishment Allah has given to us. Big punishment. For ghairs, that their money's gone, the this and that, issues of God. But our biggest demise is that our salah has ended, our masjids have gone, our salah has finished. Other people, maybe they're ill, their lives are going, but our safa, our rows have gone. Our going to the masjid has ended, our meeting each other has gone. That one place, wahid, the place where we would gather, assemble, where the hearts would meet and the love would increase. But our ungratefulness has led to the fact that we rejected the masjids and joked with the masjids, we didn't utilize them properly, we argued in the masjids, we implemented our desires and we wanted to elevate our desires. That I seek apologies that we did haram actions in the masjid, and Allah Ta'ala for that reason given punishment. There's no cameras and photos and pictures, and for us it's not a masjid. Yes, were all these things correct, my brothers? Yes. Allah says, you forget me. If you forget Allah and His Rasul, that if you forgot the tariqas of the Holy Prophet. Anyway, we've gone a bit off the subject. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered, explained to us. Anyway, so the Sahabi, he invited the Prophet and 4 others coming, and the 6th man was coming along with him. And the Prophet said, oh, let him come, let him come. It's okay if there's 4 with me and an additional person, a 5th. It's okay, oh, he's come with me. He's come with Peer Sahab. Isn't a Peer Sahab's man? He's his attendant. Let him come in, let him come in. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi taught the deen, the sunnah. The Holy Prophet said to Abu Shaib, oh Abu Shaib, that he was the host, wasn't he? And he said, Ya Rasulullah, yes. And the Prophet said that this man, the additional, the 5th man, the 6th in total, in other words, you called 4 along with me, 5. So total, the Prophet and 4, 6th, there was 5 that were invited. So Rasulullah said that me and the 4 who have come with me, the 5, but this 6th person who's come behind us, after us, who's coming behind us, along with us. Now I tell you, Allah's Nabi said, O Shu'aib, O Abu Shu'aib, if you desire, you can allow him or you can tell him to leave, tell him to go. We have no issue with that. He's coming, we have no association with him, this is your choice. You can allow him or you can tell him to go, because it depends on you. If you want to invite him, you can, because you invited us, we have come. We have no association with him with regards to the invitation. What a great deen. What a great way of life. Does anyone do this today? No. He's come with me, he's come with that person, Malana Sahib, Peer Sahib, Sheikh Sahib. Come, you come in as well, it's okay. Food prepared for 4 or 5, and 15 men come and sit down. 15 men. So they don't value the sunnah. We don't value the sunnah, the tariqah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, if we use this tariqah lifestyle method in our invitations, and what barakah will come, great blessings, and nothing will happen, no problems. If you tell somebody don't come, he'll say, oh, he's rude, disrespectfully told me to go, and then he'll have enmity with him and tell his family that why did he rebuke me, send me back, he dishonored me, disrespected me, I'll never leave him, I'll sort him out. That there was 5, in front of those 5 he disrespected him, he doesn't know himself, foolish man, stupid person, you're making mistake, doing actions against the sunnah. Did you not have akal? Mu'min, Muslim, pray salah, you came without invitation, didn't you have akal? That you know the sunnah of the Prophet, why don't you learn that? What do you learn? What did you learn in your life till now? Our biggest duty, responsibility in life after reciting the kalam is every single sunnah of the Holy Prophet should be learned, repeated. This is deen. This is the every single sunnah, learn it, repeat it, teach it to your children. Just as the child increases the age, son do this, my son do this, daughter do this, children do this. But if we know ourselves, we'll tell them, won't we? Look how our ma'ashara society, how will be beautifully made. So brothers, there's a great sunnah. Host, how to be a host, how to invite others, how to attend an invitation. So this is for the host and for the guests, how they should come, how they should come, how to greet, and the people who are invited should have akal, understanding. Subhanallah, the Prophet ﷺ stated, without being invited to go to an invitation is like this. Listen, what a great hadith. That to attend an invitation without being invited to go to an invitation, to a gathering, a person who attends without being invited. This hadith I've just told you. Before this, there was a hadith as Abu Shu'ayb Ansari radiallahu anhu, and this is a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. This Abu Dawud hadith we just discussed, but there's another hadith. Rasulullah said that a person, if he goes to a gathering, an assembly, without being invited, for that person is stated that he enters as a thief and he leaves as a bandit. Allahu Akbar. He enters as a thief and leaves as a bandit, criminal. He's termed a thief and a criminal. What barakah will there be in us going like this, in our eating, in our lifestyle? We don't know about the sunnah, how to come in, how to leave. So Allah's Nabi said that he entered as a thief and he left as a bandit. Allahu Akbar. So we don't even know today, we don't even consider this as deen. We have no understanding that look how much we have, how many times we become thieves in our lives and bandits and this. The blessed honorable words of the Holy Prophet in the Akhirah, when he dies, he'll realize what a thief he was and a bandit he was and a criminal, and he's gone into the grave like that. Why? Why is that punishment? Because of the Holy Prophet's blessed sunnah, he left it. Today we see the punishments. In the grave will get the punishment. At the time of death will get the punishment. That you discarded and left the Holy Prophet's blessed sunnah. Honorable sunnah. Let's pray today, this blessed night. These are the days of Hajj. The Hajj is also ended. There's nothing left. We've got nothing in our basket. We're happy. Our shops are running. Business are running. That's all we know. Food is being eaten. We get up, we pick ourselves up, go do this and that, running here, this way, this way. We're running around making money, earning money. We don't have no understanding that what a big loss and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken His ni'mas away from us. Masjids have gone, salahs have gone, jama'ah has gone, congregation has gone, and ibadah, the form of ibadah, worship has changed, hajj has gone, umrah has gone. Oh, one big storm has come. We have no idea what's going on, Muslim. No idea whatsoever, just routine, food and chickens, eat, end of story, eat, drink, sleep. We have no loss, we think, no loss. We'll see where does this drama end. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. It doesn't seem that we will understand. Doesn't look like the Muslims will wake up. Nobody ever seen sad. Hajj has ended. The days of Hajj. What great and blessed days of Hajj. Ayyamul Hajj. Allahu Akbar. Such blessed days. Massive days. Such significant days. We cannot imagine. Ayyamul Hajj. The days of Hajj. All of us, me, you, all of us, we've seen these days. That all of you will have felt how we spent time in the Kaaba, Hajj, Umrah, and beautiful gatherings and the radiance of the Deen, Takbir, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik. That said, Tawaf, and going around Allah's home. Ha ha, look at that. What we're missing. But no sadness, we have no feeling of loss. Just eating, living, sleeping, relaxing. Oh, so we can't leave the home, is it? That's it, isn't it? Okay, we can't drive around and we can't meet people. Oh, see, that's the only loss we've felt and experienced. You know, just to, you know, cars. We can't go in the cars. You know, that's all it is. Allah, may Allah give us akal. Even today, there's a chance for tawbah. May Allah give us akal, understanding. Repent today and Allah will become ours. But tawbah of what? Tawbah, not for salah. Not reading the Quran, not Hajj. Tawbah, do this, that the Holy Prophet some sunnah we have discarded, shun, which was the greatest favor of Allah in the universe. And Allah says, the greatest favor and blessing I've given to you is that I sent my Nabi to you in the world, my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with this sunnah. No, we don't understand this. When the human being, summun bukmun umyun, when the fat accumulates in the brain, then he doesn't understand. We don't like these points and these words. No, Phil, leave this out. We don't need this. They say, wasteful talk. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. He won't leave us. We don't need to do this. Why are you saying follow the sunnah? Oh, Jummah, this will happen, that will happen. Look our faces. What our faces are, how they've become. First put an injection, then put an injection, temperature, gun in the forehead, measure the temperature, take your shoes off, go in, one-way system, that way Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, what a massive punishment has given. Go in from the right, going from the left, come from this way, don't go from the way, put your shoes there, pick them up from this way, put your coat here, don't do this. Allahu Akbar, Allah, Muslims, you have no feeling of sadness, remorse, regret, none whatsoever. May Allah Ta'ala give us all akal. This is all a punishment for what? For discarding, shunning and leaving the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed sunnah, honorable sunnah. What a massive punishment. The safs have gone, the rows in the masjids have gone.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala zeen. Musa'in jameen. Musa'in ta'ala yazeen. Al-Habibul Amin. Allahumma salli ala zeyyidina Mawlana Muhammadin. Nabil Ummi wa azwajihi ummatil mu'minin. Wa zurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi. Kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Wa sallim taslim. دائماً أبداً غزيراً 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 يا الله تمہارے صغیرہ و کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری غلطیوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری کوتاہیوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری کوتاہیوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری غفلتوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ اپنے عذابوں کو ہم سے دور فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے اے میرے مولا اپنے غضب کو دور فرما یا اللہ سے ہماری نافرمانی کی وجہ سے میرے مولا جو ہماری پکڑ ہے یا کریم ہماری مزتیں ہمیں واپس دے دے یا اللہ ہماری نمازیں واپس دے دے یا اللہ ہماری جماعتوں کی نماز ہمیں واپس دے دے یا اللہ ہمارے تلاوتیں قرآن ہمیں واپس دے دے یا اللہ ہمارا خانہ کعبہ ہمیں واپس دے دے یا اللہ ہمارا حج ہمیں واپس دے دے یا اللہ ہمارا طواف ہمیں واپس دے دے یا اللہ مزلفہ ہمیں واپس دے دے یا اللہ مزلفہ ہمیں واپس دے یا اللہ یہ برکت والے دن میرے مولا ساری زندگی ایسا رمضان نہیں دیکھا میرے مولا کبھی بھی ایسے دنوں کے ایسے ضائع ہوتے نہیں دیکھا پوری زندگی میں میرے مولا حص میں کبھی نہیں دیکھا میرے مولا تاریخ میں کبھی بھی کسی مسلمان کو ایسی نمازیں پڑھتے نہیں دیکھا میرے مولا یا اللہ اس کی گواہ اس چیز پر دنیا کے اندر کوئی حصے میں ایسی نماز پڑھتے کبھی کسی کو نہیں دیکھا میرے مولا یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے دن رات ہمیں گریا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا کری اپنے غلطیوں کا احساس ہمیں عطا فرما یا اللہ جس جرم کی پاداش میں تو ہمیں سزا دے رہا ہے میرے مولا ہم جانتے ہیں وہ تیرے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے دور ہونا ہے میرے مولا آپ کی سنتوں سے آپ کے طریقے سے یا اللہ آپ کے راستے سے دور ہونا ہے یہ سب منحوستیں نحوستیں میرے تو سب اس چیز کی ہے یا اللہ ہمارے گھر بھی اس لیے برباد ہمارے معاشرہ بھی اس لیے برباد ہماری عبادات بھی ساری برباد میرے مولا دکھاوا دکھاوا رہ گیا جس عبادت میں جس دین میں پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے طریقہ نہ ہو میرے مولا وہ تو کچھ بھی نہیں ہوتا بالکل بیکار چیز ہے میرے مولا اس میں تو وہ ہی نہیں ہوتی یا اللہ تو بالکل ایک چھلکا ہے عبادت میں یا کریم سب سزائیں ہمارے یا کریم تو بڑا معاف کرنے والا ہے تو بڑا کرم کرنے والا ہے میرے مولا تو ہم معاف فرما دے پوری امت کو معاف فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو کرم فرما آج کی برکت کی رات میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم سب کو توبہ نصیب فرما توبہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں احساس نصیب فرما کہ ہم بہت کچھ ضائع کر چکے ہیں میرے مولا تجھے ناراض کر چکے ہیں اس کے احساس ہمارے اندر پیدا فرما دے بے حس ہو گئے میرے مولا ہر چیز پہ ہم بالکل وہی قبول کر لیتے ہیں کتنا ہی ہمیں جرم ہم نے کیوں ہر جرم کو ہم قبول نہیں کرتے میرے مولا اگنور کرتے ہیں اس کو یا کریم تو کرم فرما دے ہمارے احساسوں کو زندہ کر دیں میرے مولا ہماری زمینوں کو زندہ کر دیں مردہ ہو چکے ہیں میرے مولا یا کریم تو اپنا فضل فرما اپنا فضل فرما اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ہمارے ذکر کو قبول فرما بار بار اپنے ذکر کی عبادات کی توفیق نصیب فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق محمد وعلیہ صاحب اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون السلام علی المرسلین الحمد للہ